A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to Nashville, Tennessee, where that Presbyterian elementary school was the scene of just horror unfolding when an active shooter walked in. Phone call to 911 went out at 10:13 this morning. By 10:27, the female teen active shooter had been shot and killed by police, according to law enforcement. Rare that we hear of a female active shooter. In fact, the statistics show that 97% of active shooters are male. But I mean, the fallout is very clear. We have three students in that school who are dead. And as well, we've just learned that three staff members were killed.
A deadly school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. Authorities confirming a shooter is dead and three children were pronounced dead at a hospital, all from gunshot wounds suffered at the Covenant School, a private Christian school in Nashville. The school's website says it serves students pre-kindergarten through sixth grade.
We're still working to determine the ages of those children. You know, we know Metro Police killed the shooter, and parents are asked to go to Woodmont Church to meet their children. Earlier, we had crews there. They say that they saw children running down the street.
Reporter Allie Lynch with our ABC affiliate in Nashville,
We tuned in to a live report from WSMV out of Nashville, and one of the reporters recounted a story, had talked to a teacher who had been hiding in a closet with her students, and she had begun to send texts to her family, basically goodbye texts, tell my children I love them. Fortunately, she and her students, it sounds like, were unharmed.
Pre-K-ers. She ran and she hid them in a closet, and it was just a group of pre-K-ers, and that they loaded the bus to go to that meetup spot where the parents were, and she was just hugging those little kiddos so tightly on their way to the meetup spot. What a horrible situation in Nashville. This is a story we're going to continue to keep an eye on, of course, with our team of reporters and producers. I know Maria is prepping her newscast for noon. She will have more. I can guarantee you that this is a story that Jeff Kaplan will be focused on as well from 3 to 7.
Dave and Dujanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
Our local story, it's the blast of winter that just won't end. I know a lot of us are ready for winter to go away, but here we are right in the thick of it again, Dave. And you came in this morning to work about 7 o'clock. It's like, you look like you barely made it in.
Yeah, you're lucky it was 7 o'clock. It easily could have been 9 or 10 o'clock when you had the backups. I just missed a lot of the really terrible slowdowns, the slide-offs. But in Davis County, It was an absolute mess, though you came from the south part of the valley, and it wasn't too bad.
It was smooth sailing. Kevin Eubank, KSL meteorologist, when we were on the show, we were getting text messages from our listeners in Utah County around Saratoga Springs. They're like, we don't know what in the world you all are dealing with out there, because it's sunny and blue skies in Saratoga Springs in Utah County. So I guess Mother Nature really picked her battles this morning.
Yeah, today was a unique storm. This was a lake effect storm that primarily went from just to the south of Ogden to about 33rd, maybe 45th south here in Salt Lake City, depending on how the band was swinging around. But first off, I knew that Debbie had had enough, so we let it go for her. Dave, you can never have enough, so we obviously kept it going for Dave. But I was out there. We shoveled 9 inches of snow overnight. I got 8 yesterday with the storm that hit Bountiful, and then another 9 today. So 17 inches on my lawn on top of what was literally bare lawn 4 days ago.
Is this just me, or does this feel like a long time to camp out for lake effect?
This was a long band. This was a heavy band, and it definitely, canceled Davis County School District schools today, went remote learning because of this. They just couldn't keep up with it. It just kept coming and coming and coming. So Yeah, generally 12 to 18 hours is about a setup time for a lake effect event. So it wasn't unusually long. It just, the timing was such that it hit the early morning, came in on an overnight over a weekend. It was rough for sure. And anyone in that zone has been dealing with it. And anyone outside of that zone is saying, you guys are crazy. It's totally fine down here. And we're loving every bit of it. So.
Kevin Eubank, KSM meteorologist, always appreciate you jumping into the conversation, but it seems like you have been on the show more than we have been.
Stop it.
I mean, it's almost every week we're having these meetups. How many more hours do we have to endure this? And then what's the rest of the week look like?
So the good news is this little band right here, we've got another 2 to 3 hours. So it'll be done by 2 o'clock. It's just waning right now, very light. We call it snow globe snow out there right now. But it'll wane here after the noon hour and taper off by 1 or 2. The rest of the week is interesting. We've got another storm system that is coming in. It's going to actually come in Wednesday afternoon. It'll start as some rain and then go into Thursday where we'll see it change over to snow. And then there's another one coming Saturday afternoon into Sunday. And so, you know, we're going to finish the month of March just like we started with storms and roll into April. I want to give you a perspective because today we're actually breaking an all-time record for Salt Lake City. So for December to March period, which we call the snow season for us, we've had 60 stormy days in Salt Lake City. That is the all-time record going all the way back to 1874 for that time period. We've never had that many stormy days during December to March. And so it's crazy. It's unprecedented. We've never had, forget the totals, just the storm days. And so, yeah, I mean, that's 60 times on your show. I am talking on your show more than you guys are.
Thinking that's
what's that all about?
If you compacted that, that would be 2 months straight
of stormy weather.
Right.
That's exactly right. Half of the period, because you've got 4 months there, half of it was stormy. Every other day you had a storm, and that's just unheard of. We've never had it before.
I saw over the weekend we were celebrating 700 inches in the, you know, in Alter or Brighton. Is there a chance we could get to 800 inches?
Yes. Yeah, there is. Several more storms coming. The answer is yes. We don't see this very often. We've never had this kind of water in our mountains before. But we have had 800 inches of snow in a season before, Dave. So in the sense of water in the snowpack, it's an all-time record. But snow totals, we've had 800 before. So that wouldn't be an all-time record for us. It'd be close, but it wouldn't be all-time. And the difference is the density of the snow, right? The fluffier the snow, bigger snow totals, but not as much water.
Right.
And so in years past, we've had fluffier snow, and we've had an 800-year season before. But why are you talking like that, Dave? What are you trying to do?
Because he sits next to me all day long, and he knows I'm worried about one thing, and you know it too. I think it's time we stop celebrating all of this and start being more concerned about the potential for flooding. But I'm not the meteorologist that you are. I'm a faux meteorologist. So
Debbie, I love and admire and respect you, but let's be honest. You're more afraid of more than just one thing. I mean, let's just be honest. That happens to be today's thing
this
season's thing. But there's plenty other things that keep you up at night.
Come on, Kev. It doesn't keep you up at night that these temperatures warm up too quickly, come mid-April into May, and all of a sudden we are we're begging Mother Nature to, you know, slow the snow melt.
The truth is there's nothing we can do about that. So there's no reason to worry about it, but we can prepare.
Yes.
We really can prepare. So
that's true.
Take your preparations, sandbags at your property, clear the creeks and streams near you. Do everything you can do to try to help prepare your property for the potential of that. But I really do think, and looking at the climate models, I think we're going to warm up and then cool down and then warm up and then cool down. And I think we're going to bring it down okay. So that's my opinion.
Wow.
But we'll talk in another 30 days. And you can say, Eubank, you're so full of, you know, you didn't know what you were talking about.
No.
But I really do believe we're going to have a measured melt-off, and we're going to be able to capture a lot of this water.
That would be glorious.
Kevin Eubank, thank you for joining us, KSL meteorologist. And as he said, Debbie, an all-time record from December to March, we've had 60 stormy days. You can go back all the way to 1874 and not have that kind of, that's how long it's been recorded. Mm-hmm. And we broke the record, 60 stormy days. it has been incredible.
Well, we're feeling it in more ways than just in the mountains. We're feeling it on our commutes. They're very stressful. I'm actually glad that Kevin put that total down on paper for a 60, because I thought it was just me. I was like, well, have we been through this kind of situation before? And I don't remember it. I don't remember white knuckling it this often into the office. I don't remember that being this afraid to look out my front window at 4:30 when the alarm goes off. I don't remember this many, car accidents. And I'm looking at I-15 right now. Is that 12 South? I'm looking at the camera right there. And again, there's another, it looks like a slide off or something going on there. It's slow traffic. So we're going to head over to the traffic center, get you the update on everything that's going on out there in just a moment. And straight ahead, got bald tires? Don't know it? We're going to teach you how to know it next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.